Over the last two decades, fewer women overall in the U.S. have died of breast cancer, partly because of screenings. But that is not true for black women. Breast cancer has historically killed black women at higher rates than white. But that gap has now widened, and
black women are more likely to get breast cancer at younger ages and to get the more aggressive subtype and not receive adequate treatment as often.
That's Christina Chapman, an oncologist and researcher at the University of Michigan. She wonders, should black women get mammograms a decade earlier than white women, which might also mean more radiation and false positives? She spoke to Angus Chen, a reporter for our partners at STAT, the health and medicine publication. Hi, Angus.
Hey, Robin.
And we want to be sure to say, as you do, there's nothing biological about race. And race is different from racism, which might mean unequal care. So having said that, you know, this is not going to be one of those stories where there's some kind of a genetic default. But what did Dr. Chapman do to find out about black women maybe getting mammograms at 40 instead of 50?
There's a group of statistical models that oncologists use a lot called CISNET. And she modified this model so that it could start to test ideas about race and breast cancer screening. And what she found is that if black women get screened earlier, they might stand to benefit more from that more aggressive screening schedule than other populations. If black women start at age 40, that might help reduce some of the disparities in breast cancer deaths between black and white women. Chapman also found that starting mammograms at age 45 actually yielded a better harm-to-benefit ratio for black women. Like you mentioned, the classic trade-offs of screening is that screening helps you catch cancer, but also might lead to extra unnecessary medical procedures that have a cost. So that trade-off might be a little bit better if you start a little bit later, according to the model. The reason why we say 40 is because it kind of gets you to a closer harm-to-benefit ratio for black women that we see for white women starting mammograms at age 50.
Right. I want to talk more about, you know, that thinking of having the screenings earlier, but are we finding out why are they having breast cancers earlier and more?
Yeah, so, I mean, like we heard from Chapman, black women are more likely to get more aggressive cancers, like this triple negative subtype of breast cancer. They're more likely to get it earlier and not receive adequate treatment earlier or even throughout the course of their cancer. That all leads to worse outcomes. And I think the really complicated part of this question is, why is that, right? And I think we're still kind of trying to figure this out, but a big part of it is definitely racism. We know that black people have less access to care. And even in screening, you know, this is a great example. Black people are less likely to get high-quality breast cancer screening than white women. They're also less likely to be insured. There's just a bunch of institutional systemic barriers. And there's also just interpersonal racism. There are studies that suggest when a black person goes into a clinic, sometimes they don't get treated as well as white people might in care settings. We know from studies that black pain sometimes is not taken as seriously. And they also might be less likely to get referred to specialists or have follow-ups. You know, all of this translates to worse care and worse outcomes.
Yeah. Well, and by the way, as we talk about inequities, we rush to say also that race isn't biology. It also isn't monolith. So some black people might receive better health care than others, but you're saying they're across the board. There's also a kind of a bias about how blacks of different economic classes can be treated. There is a bias there.
Absolutely. There's a great example of this in looking at recent African immigrants in the U.S. In the beginning, they look quite different in terms of their medical outcomes than native-born black people. But the longer they're in the U.S., the more they start to resemble native-born black Americans in terms of their healthcare outcomes and their medical outcomes. So that just kind of tells you a little bit about how, like, being in the U.S. and experiencing that racism in America might have a big impact on your health and well-being.
Right. Well, so meantime, this notion of perhaps moving mammograms up an earlier age for black women, you spoke to people about the difficulty of studying this.
So you just alluded to this issue. The group we call black people is a very diverse group. You know, you have people who are wealthy, people who are poor, mixed race, or any other kind of background that you can think of. How do we know that one of these other factors aren't also really important in determining who gets breast cancer and what kind of breast cancer and how dangerous that might be for them? And the only way that we can really know that is to study it. So David Jones at Harvard University, who is a medical historian, this is what he said about that.
We can't just lump people. I want sophisticated research on human diversity. And sophisticated research on human diversity is not all humans are black or white. Easy for me to say. I'm not the one who'd have to do the work to figure this out.
He says that because he's not an oncologist. He's not the one actually studying this. He's just sort of pointing out some of the gaps in research. But one of the other things that Jones mentions is that there might be a moral harm in creating guidelines based solely on race. It might perpetuate this idea that race is a biological category when it isn't. And, you know, I don't think he's saying the authors are saying that or anyone else is saying that, but it might send that message across a bit.
And Angus, you want us to stress that these are not government guidelines, not yet anyway. And earlier screenings may not be best for every black woman, so have a conversation with your own doctor. Angus Chen, a reporter for our partners at STAT. We'll link you to his story at herenow.org. Angus, thank you.
Thank you.